ጤና ይስጥልኝ፣ እንደምን ዋላችሁ። ይህ በቲኬ አካውንቲንግ ኤንድ ታክስ ሰርቪስስ በየሳምንቱ ቅዳሜ ከ860 ኤኤም የአየር ስርጭት የሚተላለፍ ሳምንታዊው የቲኬ ሾው ነው። የቲኬ ሾው ሁልጊዜ ቅዳሜ ከአራት ተኩል እስከ አምስት ፒኤም ከሰዓት በኋላ የሚቀርብ ሲሆን ዓላማው በየጊዜው የሚያጋጥሙንን የታክስ ነክ ጉዳዮች ለማብራራት በአሜሪካ ላለን ኢትዮጵያውያን ከኑሯችን ጋር የተያያዙ ልናውቃቸው የሚገቡንን ገንዘብ ነክ የሆኑ ወቅታዊ ኢንፎርሜሽንስ ለማሳወቅና ለማብራራት ሲሆን በተጨማሪም ከአድማጮች የሚቀርቡልንን ጥያቄዎች የውይይት መስመር ፈጥረን ለመወያየት የሚተላለፍ ትምህርታዊ ስርጭት ወይም አገልግሎት ነው። አድማጮቻችን እንደምን ዋላችሁ? ተካከለለ ሳህሉ ነኝ። በዛሬ ፕሮግራማችን የተለያዩ ነገሮች ይዘን ቀርበናል። በመጀመሪያ ባለፈው ሳምንት እንደነገርናችሁ የአይን ዶክተር ዶክተር ሃሊ እዚህኛ ጋር ቀርበዋል። ስቱዲዮ ነው ያሉት። ስለ አይናችን ያለንን ጥንቃቄ ማድረግ ያለብን ይነግሩናል። በምንሸመግልበት ጊዜ አይናችን እየቀነሰ ይመጣል ወይስ አይቀንስም? ምንድን ነው አይናችን ጉልበት ሊቀንሰው የሚችለው? ማለት ማየት ከማያስችሉ ነገሮች ምንድን ናቸው? ሌሎች በሽታዎች አይናችንን እንድንታወር የሚያደርጉ አሉ ወይስ የሉም የሚል ብዙ ጥያቄዎች እንጠይቃቸዋለን። እዚህ ስቱዲዮ ያሉ ጥያቄው በእንግሊዝኛ ነው የሚሆነው፣ እሳቸውም በእንግሊዝኛ ነው የሚመልሱት። ግን እናንተ ከፈለጋችሁ በእንግሊዝኛ ለመጠየቅ ትችላላችሁ፣ በአማርኛም ለመጠየቅ ትችላላችሁ። ወዲያው ወደ እንግሊዝኛ እንተረጉመዋለን ማለት ነው። ሌላው በዛሬ ቀን የማህደረ አንድነት የ15ኛው ዓመት በዓል ስላላቸው ስለ በዓሉ ትንሽ መግለጫ እንሰጣችኋለን። ባለፈው ጊዜ በአንዳንድ መጥፎ በሆኑ ሰዎች ፕሮግራሙን አጨናግፈውት ነበር። ጥያቄውን ፕሮግራም እንኳን ሊጨናገፍ አይችልም፣ ምክንያቱም ሶሊድ የሆነ ፕሮግራም ነው። እንደገና አምጥተን መግለጫ እንሰጣለን። እንዲሁም ደግሞ ከነገ ጀምሮ ስቴሽናችንን ስለምንቀይር ስለ ስቴሽኑም እናብራራለን። ፕሮግራሙ እስክንጀምር ድረስ ግን ዛሬ የምናዘፍናቸው ዘፈኖች በሙሉ በምኒልክ ወሰናቸው ይሆናሉ። የመጀመሪያ ዘፈናችንን እስቲ የምኒልክ እንስማ።
Fikrachin meha Tuya kiu bestobe Nhe wushetine Arutatim yalku Heya kiu bias chenike Sile fikrisht zita Arvudat manfache Udiagin desa Fusumat zanyi Yenegirish betah ምክንያት ቺን በመውደዴ አያ ግብያስ ጨንቀ እንዲተውል በማስ አሉዳት
እሺ እንግዲህ ዶክተር ሃሊ ዚጋ እኛ ጋር አሉ። ዶክተር ሃሊ ዲግሪያቸውን ሃሊ ሻፋ በኦፕቲሜትሪስት በአይን ህክምና ያገኙ ናቸው። እዚህኛ ጋር ይገኛሉ። በመጀመሪያ I would like to thank you for coming to our studio and trying to explain the situations to our people who are in dire need of help in this medical field. To just start with, talk about diabetes and the effect to our eyes.
All right, great. First, I want to thank you for inviting me here. I'm so glad to be here and be able to talk to you guys. My name is Dr. Hali Shafa, and I've been practicing here in Atlanta since 2005. And today, I just want to talk about some of the major conditions that I see on an everyday basis, some major diseases that I see all the time. So the first one that I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to keep it very short and simple and very interesting, so I don't want to bore anyone.
No, you will never. You can talk more. We'll give you more time. Go ahead.
I want to talk about diabetes. 25 million African Americans are affected, men and women, by diabetes every single year. So it's a pretty common condition. We see it on a daily basis. And what happens is that your blood sugar gets out of control, and the blood vessels start to leak some of that blood into the back of the eye and into all parts of the body also, but we see it in the eye. So the most important thing about diabetes is, number one, keep your blood sugar under control. We want it as low as possible. So, and the other thing is your hemoglobin A1C. So as a doctor, when I see you, the first thing I will ask you is, what is your blood sugar? And also, what is the hemoglobin A1C? The hemoglobin A1C is a number. It could be a 6 or a 7 or an 8. It's like a percentage that your primary care doctor will give you. So if your primary care doctor gives you that number and it's, you know, a little bit higher, and I usually tell them to wait till you get your prescription. But the most important thing, again, is your blood sugar. If your blood sugar is one day high, one day low, we want to keep it under control as much as you can. We want to have a steady number 3 months in a row so we can see that that's stable and under control blood sugar. So once the blood sugar gets out of control, it's going to change your prescription. So when I see you, if your prescription, you tell me you're diabetic and your blood sugar is not controlled, that means your prescription, one day you'll see out of it, another day you're not going to see out of the glasses. So very, very important. We want blood sugar under control as much as possible.
So precisely before they come to you, they have to have a taste, and then they have to see the level of their...
Exactly. Yeah, we want them tested before we see them as a doctor, as an eye doctor. So I recommend, if you're diabetic, once a year, you need to see your eye doctor. Okay.
Once a year.
And when we see you, we want to do a thorough check. We want to know how the back of your eye looks, because that's what diabetes affects. It affects the vision in the back of your eye. So we want to dilate your pupils and take a nice, good, thorough look inside your eyes.
እዚ አሁን አባባሉ ምንድን ነው? የበኋላ በኩል ያለውን አይናችንን ስለም አፌክት ለሚያረጋው ምርመራ ቢያንስ በአመት አንድ ጊዜ ያስፈልገናል ነው የምትለው። Okay, continue.
All right. So, once again, diabetes is in the number one of cause of blindness in the Western world. So it's very, very, very common, and I've seen patients lose vision completely from diabetes. So again, you need to have your eyes tested all the time if you're diabetic. You know, every once a year, definitely get tested. And sometimes we see patients every 3 months. If there's any changes from the diabetes in the back of the eye, I send them to a retina specialist. And the retina specialist can do laser treatment to make, you know, kind of seal up some of these blood vessels. So again, very, very important, very, very common cause of blindness.
Okay. What I want to ask you over here is, those people who have diabetic, some of them lack vision during the day, and we have some people who has lack of vision at night. What are their differences,
right,
really?
So exactly, once the diabetes, the blood sugar, if it's not controlled, it's going to fluctuate throughout the day. Okay. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they have their people that their patients that their blood sugar is lower in the daytime than at the nighttime. So their vision is going to change.
So the change in the level is the one that affects the vision.
Exactly. Yeah. So without getting too scientific about it and going through all the details, once your blood sugar goes up, your prescription is going to change. So some patients' blood sugar goes up at nighttime when they have a big meal. They're not going to see at nighttime. Some patients in the daytime, their blood sugar goes up. And again, that vision is going to be really blurry in the daytime.
Okay, so let's see. I'm going to tell you about the sugar level. I'm going to tell you about the sugar level. I'm going to tell you about the sugar level. መጠኑ ወደ ላይ ከሆነ እንደሚቀንስ ነው የምትነግረን ያለ ማለት ነው እሺ go ahead continue
all right so again diabetes very very important and comes you know get it checked with your endocrinologist or primary care doctor every 3 months eye doctor once a year and sometimes more than once a year
okay. I want to stop you over here we wanted to talk about glaucoma and cataract also. Are they related to the diabetic or a different scenario?
Well, actually, diabetes, the reason why I wanted to start with diabetes is because once you're diabetic, you have a higher chance of getting glaucoma, higher chance of getting cataracts.
So both of them are interrelated to diabetic.
Exactly,
so mendin nom mitlen yallen diabetic yallo so glaucoma na cataract yizowal malet no. Ishi,
got. Exactly. And both of these conditions, both the diabetes and the glaucoma, we see it more in the African descent. So it's very, very, very important to talk about these issues. So now glaucoma is a different, completely different disease. It's usually genetically related. We see it in a lot of African Americans. And usually it starts with a high pressure. The fluid inside the eye, the level gets high. So when we measure your eye pressure, it's usually a puff test or a different test that we do in the office. If it's high, it becomes a little bit suspicious. So we always ask you if you have a family history of glaucoma. Do you remember a mom or dad or grandmother or grandfather putting eye drops in their eyes? So that's kind of, you know, gives us some idea of how things are.
በዘር እንደሚተላለፍ ነው የምትነግረን ስለዚህ ከዘራችን የተያዘ ነገር glaucoma ካለን በቅርቡ መመርመር እንዳለብን ነው የምትነግረን ጓሄድ
Yeah and glaucoma is a silent disease. Unlike diabetes that you can tell when you don't feel good, you feel dizzy sometimes when the sugar is not stable, with glaucoma you can't tell. So there's no knowing that you have glaucoma until the disease progresses. So if you're not getting your eyes tested every year, no one's checking your eye pressure. There's no knowing if you have glaucoma or not. You start to lose your side vision slowly, okay? That means your peripheral vision starts to go away, and eventually it affects your central vision. Once it affects your central vision, that means you can't see anymore. You can't see anything in front of you anymore, and that means the disease has progressed pretty far.
So basically what you're telling us is glaucoma comes so slowly and it's very hard to track. And then that's why we need a checkup every time, every 3 months or every year. ምንድነው የምትለን ያለ glaucoma ስለማይታወቅ ረጅም ጊዜ ስለሚወስድ ሁልጊዜ ምርመራ ማድረግ እንዳለብን ከተቻለ በሶስት ወር ካልሆነ ግን በአመት አንዴ በጣም ጠቃሚ መሆኑን ነው የምትነግረን ያለ ሌት ሆኖ ከመጣ ግን ምንም ለማድረግ እንደማይቻል ነው የምትነግረን ያለ continue
right and you know with glaucoma the reason why it's so important is that if you're driving all the time if you're losing side vision that means you can't see cars passing by you you can't see cars passing by you on the right side or the left side and you know it becomes you know a big problem for driving in everyday life and then eventually once it gets bad of course it's going to be central vision and all of these changes, none of them can be reversed. So these are irreversible changes that happen. And once they're there, your vision and your sight is gone.
But if they are detected earlier,
exactly.
they can be prevented.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So basically, ምንድን ነው የምትለን ያለ እነዚህ ነገሮች ወደኋላ ሊመለሱ አይችሉም ካጋጠሙን ያው አጋጥሞናል ማለት ነው ለመከላከል ምንችነው ግን ገና ሳይስፋፋ ምርመራ አድርገን ግን ቁጥጥር ለማድረግ ይቻላል ነው የምትለው ያለች
Right.
I think we can stop here for
Absolutely.
A while and let's play good music. We have a listener. Go ahead, ይቀጥሉ አድማጭ.
I have a question to the doctor.
Yes.
Can I thank you TK for bringing this issue. Actually I'm legally blind. But my blindness was caused by smallpox long ago. More than 35 years ago. So I don't think it will be easily treated, but I'm hoping there will be new findings and some, you know, special treatment for this. And Let me tell you one my experience. I went to Grady Hospital last time, and I got some. Yeah, a young doctor. He said he will improve my vision, but before he do that, he asked an old doctor, and that doctor said, "No, it's not good to touch because I have a little vision."
Right.
So he advised me. That doctor advised me. Don't say okay when they say they can improve that your vision. At least they have to be three doctors together agreed to do that. Unless that you don't have to allow them because you're going to lose your vision. But he gave me hope. He said medical science this time is trying hard to get some improved or better treatment. So I am waiting for that. So I'm asking doctor to let me know if you have if you know some new things, experience or some findings or some
Okay. Thank you. I guess. Okay, are you finished with your questions? Yeah, she can answer. Okay, go ahead,
I want to know if there is some... Yeah. What level is this time there?
Okay, did you lose vision in both eyes?
Pardon?
Have you lost vision, sight in both eyes?
Oh, yeah, sight.
Okay, in both eyes?
Yeah.
Or one eye worse than the other?
One eye has a little vision. You can say both.
Okay, well, the reason why that it's, you've lost vision in both eyes. And so if you have little vision in one eye, usually they don't want to take a risk of going any surgeries or any further treatment in case you lose that little vision that you have left.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So there are clinics that will do experimental testing. Some of it is testing for the new drugs, for example, the FDA drugs. So they don't promise you that you will gain vision, but they will put you part of that experiment and testing. So in the end, if you want to, I can give you the name of the clinic that I'm familiar with in town that they are doing some of these testing for the FDA.
Thank you.
I think we can do that. I'll give her your number. I know who you are, and I'll make you in contact with her after we go offline, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All
okay.
Right.
Let's play some music, and then we'll be back after that.
All right. Thank you.
Hello? Admach, hello? And again, I don't know. Hikerta?
አሁን ደሞ ለኢንሹራንስ ፉል ካቨር እንዲያደርገኝ ኢንሹራንስ ግብቻለሁ ሞር እና ምን ማድረግ እንዳለብኝ ሲዚ ግራ አይኔ ብቻ ነው እንትን ፕሮብለም የራይት አይኔ በጣም ጥሩ
What he's saying is he had a problem with vision on his left eye and
okay.
they told him that he has glaucoma.
Okay.
He had some pain and there's a lot of insurance that it needs, and he said he has that insurance. what things does he need to solve the problem?
Okay. So we should start off with a good thorough glaucoma exam to know what kind of glaucoma you have. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
And then based on, depending on what kind of glaucoma you have, you would need your eye pressures tested starting maybe once a month or once every 3 months. And then a visual field test. It's a test to measure your side vision, okay, to see if there's any loss on the side vision. So this is initially the testing you would need. Depending on this testing, we put you on different drops. It could be one drop or two different kinds of drops that you'll use, and we'll keep monitoring your pressure by these drops, okay? And then in some cases, we have patients that we have them on glaucoma drops for years, and they don't need any surgery, okay? So it depends on what kind of glaucoma you have, but initially, you need a good glaucoma testing. That means a eye pressure test and a visual field test.
There it goes from there. Yes. Ishi. Lela tiyake kalele ngri. Let me continue with what we were talking about. I think you wanted to talk about allergy.
Exactly,
that's
yeah.
That's so common to all of us now. I have it even now. So that's why I'm away from the microphone. Go tell us about it.
All right, great. Today I saw patients and everybody had allergies today. So we all live in Atlanta. And for those of you who don't live in Atlanta, everything is blooming, all the trees and all the flowers. So there's all kinds of different pollens and all kinds of stuff out in the air. So allergies, very, very common. A lot of itching, a lot of tearing, a lot of burning, and you feel like, you know, something is in your eye. So the treatment for allergy is we usually put the patients on drops. We put them on, and you know, a different combination of drops. Again, the prescription ones that the doctor will give you work better. And also sometimes an antihistamine, you know, something over the counter usually helps with the allergies. But the most important thing with allergies is we don't want you to keep rubbing your eyes. If you rub your eyes, you just kind of spread out all these, you know, toxins that are causing the itchiness inside your eyes. So,
እሺ እንግዲህ ምንድነው ምትለናል አንደኛ ምርመራ ያስፈልጋል ሁለተኛ ዶክተር የሚሰጣችሁ መድኃኒት ከፋርማሲ ከምትገዙ መድኃኒት ይበልጣል ምትለው ያለች የሚበዛው ጊዜ ግን አይናችን ማሸት እንደሌለብን ነው because በሽታው እንደገና መልሶ ነው የሚያመጣው ነው ምትለን እሺ I think another one that's very common dry eyes is it Does it come due to old age, problems with vision, problems with everything is related anyhow? Yeah,
dry eye, again, is a condition that your eyes are not producing enough tears. So this causes blurry vision. It causes discomfort. You know, some patients, you know, especially if you're working on in front of a computer and you're not producing enough tears, that causes a lot of dry eyes. So people that work in offices, there's air conditioning or the heat, and working in front of the computer. I'm sorry.
Okay, could you hold on for a
sure.
minute? I think we got a listener. Go ahead. He's saying I have tears in the mornings.
Okay.
She will answer it later. Continue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, that's actually interesting that you mentioned the tears because that's another form of dryness. When your eyes are dry, they're not producing enough tears.
Radio undiatafut hulet dimsilale ikwale ishi.
All right. So it's not producing enough tears. And all of a sudden, it sends a signal to the brain. The eye sends a signal to the brain that I'm not producing enough tears. And all of a sudden, the eye will produce, the lacrimal gland will produce a lot of tears. But the quality of these tears are not enough. So the best thing to do, if you have just tears flowing down your face, you can just use artificial tears. Use it 4 times a day, and that's going to help you just kind of control the quality of the tears and prevent you from having the dryness. And again, the dryness, again, I was going to emphasize that it happens from some medications. If you're on hypertensive medications, on hormone medications, and also a lot of the depression medications, these cause a lot of dryness in your eyes, and it's tearing that gentleman was having. So
basically, መለሰች ይመስለኛል ሌላ ጥያቄ ከሌለ we know it's a very complicated issue. The eye is a very sensitive part of our body. What are some of the layman's precaution that we can do to protect the eye. Just we don't have to be scientific. Right. What do we need to do? Wash it every day?
I want to say, number one, see your eye doctor once a year. Okay, so once a year, everybody needs an eye exam. Once a year, everybody needs to see their primary care doctor to see if there's any conditions. And a lot of times, a primary care doctor will send you and say, go and get your eyes tested also. So we also live in Atlanta, which is, very warm. And, you know, we have a lot of, very many days of sun. I recommend sunglasses. Sunglasses are going to protect your eyes from different kinds of cataracts. It's going to prevent your eyes from getting a lot of the changes that happens to the eye tissue, all from the sun exposure. So I really recommend a good pair of sunglasses, investing in a pair that has good UVA and UVB protection.
Does it have to be prescription, or they can get it from any drugstore?
Yeah, you can get it from a drugstore, but as long as it has the UV protection on it. UV protection. Has to say UV protection on it.
Okay.
And especially if you're working outside, doing anything, even with driving, you need to have good sunglasses. Again, if you have, and for children, we recommend the shatterproof lenses. That means that if anything hits their eyes, those glasses are not going to break, and they're not going to cause any damage to the eye. So we want you to wear the shatterproof glasses. If you're wearing contact lenses, just regular precautions is, invest in a pair that gives good oxygen, and don't overuse them, and don't buy the contacts that, they sell you in the salons, because we don't know. We see patients every day with contacts from, different salons, hair salons, color lenses.
All right. Okay. I think Tinnish Station is Lemon Kayir, Mastawak Yarlene. Kanaga Uhud, February 27th, 2011 የቲኬ ሾው በዚህ ሰዓት መቅረቡ ቀርቶ በአራት ተኩል እስከ አምስት ተኩል እሁድ ማለት ነው ነገ ነሚቀርባው ይህ ስቴሽን ለቲኬ ሾው ጥሩ አልነበረም ምክንያቱም ከሩብ ሰዓት በኋላ ከ15 20 ደቂቃ በኋላ ስለማይሰማ የማንፈልገው ሰዓት ስለተሰጠን የቲኬ ሾው ከስቴሽኑ ጋር በመተባበር የራሳችን ስቴሽን ከአራት ተኩል እስከ አምስት ከነገ ጀምሮ እንጀምራለን። የነገ ፕሮግራማችን ለመጀመሪያ ጊዜ እሁድ ዕለት በ860 ከአራት ተኩል እስከ አምስት የስቴሽን መሆኑ ነው። ነገ ልዩ ውይይት እናደርጋለን። በኢንተርኔት የምታገኙን ለጊዜው ትንሽ ይቋረጥ ይሆናል። የኢንተርኔትን ፕሮግራም በሚቀጥሉት ጥቂት ሳምንታት ስራ ላይ እናውለዋለን። ነገ የአትላንታ አድማጮቻችን ልታዳምጩ ይችላላችሁ። ነገ የምንነጋገር በራርስ ሎካል ስለሆነ የፒች ኬር እና ሜዲኬር ምን እንደሆነ ምን አይነት ገቢ እንደሚያስፈልጋችሁ ውይይት እናደርጋለን። ትንሽ ደቂቃ ያለን ይመስለኛል። ኦኬ ካን ዩ ጊቭ አስ a general idea now? Can you summarize what you said? I know you gave us a lot of wisdom today.
All right.
But just give us a snapshot of whatever we have to do.
All right. Well, and one thing that I said, I think I can't emphasize the importance of, our eyes. They say the eyes are the windows to the soul. And that's so true, because you can look at someone's eyes and you can sometimes tell different conditions and different diseases from just their eyes. So just to sum it up, see your eye doctor and get a good pair of glasses, good pair of sunglasses. For your children, invest in a good shatterproof kind of glasses, if they're wearing glasses, just to protect their eyes. And if you have diabetes, control your blood sugar. If you have hypertension, make sure that blood pressure stays low. It's the silent killer. And just come see your eye doctor.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Hali Shafa. You mean a lot to me, to Key Accounting and Tax Services. And I'm really very elated to see your husband next to you. And
I wish you
the dentist too. So I wish you the best of luck, and we'll probably bring
you
one. We'll bring you one day, and then you tell us about our teeth also.
That sounds great.
What a good coincidence. Okay, Admajuchachin Lazale Yaldem program Zihabakal Ngri Naga ba Summit Matosidsa Karat Takul Scamistress Skinagalan Wendimachuta Kaka Lelazalunan then I wanna ling. I'm gonna